We're getting ready to talk about love here, bringing the two worlds together to make one world. But I figured I'd give you some energy to motivate you to flow with me on this. I know that we could be featuring a love song, which is often what I do when I'm doing this, but why not something that has some serious energy in it? Hey, it takes energy to make the marriage work, right? Make it beautiful. And in another way, this is appropriate too, because we're being encouraged to take our troubles away. That's right. How many of you have troubles in the marriage that just bother you? And they've been bothering you, and you can't figure out how to make the troubles go away. Well, it's not as easy as just saying, take your troubles away. But, hey, what about the encouragement that comes from hearing someone play this kind of music full of energy that maybe can energize us to do what we need to do? Take our troubles away. Take them to the Creator. Ask for help. The featured artist, Mr. Alphonse Mouzon, the saxophonist, the great Tom Scott. The title of the song is Take Your Troubles Away. All right, here we go. You know I'm going to let you hear some more of it. Take your troubles away. That's what they want us to do. Take the troubles away. Yeah, so we're going to try to help you do that. All right. You know, we had talked about how sometimes what starts out as something that seems to be beautiful. And, you know, let me check myself right there. Because I said sometimes something starts out and it seems to be beautiful. Let's look at some of the different scenarios that can go into the start of a marriage. Sometimes the marriage starts out and it seems to be beautiful, right? When it's really not. There's some stuff going on behind the scenes that one or both partners don't know anything about. Some stuff going on inside the other person. Some stuff going on inside you. That has not been resolved. A mess on the inside that has not been cleaned up. Let's just face it, ladies and gentlemen. Very often, we like messes as long as it's not someone else's mess. As long as it's our mess, not only can we live with it, but very often we love it. We're the ones making the mess. We're the ones building the mess, making it bigger and bigger. And because it's our mess that we're getting pleasure out of, we love it. Yes, 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 yes. We can not only tolerate it, but we thrive on it, we think. We love it. We cherish our mess. It's only when that mess, the same kind of mess, is found in someone else that we find that mess just totally messy. And we shake our heads wondering, how in the world can they live with themselves? Same way you live with yourself and your mess. That's how. As long as we're getting pleasure out of it, we're okay with it. Sometimes the marriage seems like it's starting out well, but it only seems that way because it's not starting out well. Sometimes that thing is a mess. That relationship is a mess from the very beginning, and we know it. Sometimes the marriage starts out seeming to be beautiful, and it is beautiful. Yeah, it seems to be beautiful because it is. I mean, these two are really connected. They truly love each other. They truly respect each other. They truly value the marriage. I mean, they're coming to the table with an understanding of what marriage is about. And they've come to the table, the marriage altar, the marriage broom, wherever they're meeting, with the agreement that they're both going to do everything in their power to keep the marriage beautiful, since it's already beautiful. It is starting out beautifully. And they're not just being deceived. It is beautiful. Sometimes it starts out beautiful. And, you know, there may be some rocky roads here and there every now and then, you know, but they manage to get through it. You know, I've heard, I guess, one person, maybe two. I think I've heard one person. I only remember one person that I've heard in my whole lifetime to say that he and his wife never had a disagreement, never argued in all the years they lived together as husband and wife. I'm just going to tell you, I don't believe that. I do not believe that. They never had an argument, never had a disagreement. Now, notice what I didn't say. I didn't say they never had a knockdown dragout, but never a disagreement. Okay. Now, for those of us who live in the real world, there are going to be times when we'll have some rocky roads. There'll be some times when we will find that, you know, the passion isn't flowing the way it once did for whatever the reason or reasons. But we get to a point where we begin to do some examining of self, maybe examining of our partner, examining the situation. We come up with a resolution to the problem, boom, back on track, and we're moving forward again. Yeah, and life is lovely. Sometimes things start out beautiful, and at some point they just start going downhill for whatever the reason. They really start going downhill, and the couple does not put the brakes on that downhill slide, and it just keeps going down. There are times when it starts out okay. I mean, just okay. And it can either start to get worse or it can start to get better. I mean, just so many different scenarios. Here's the thing. Even if some kind of way that marriage turned sour, it can be beautiful. It can still be beautiful, even when it started out as a mess. And remember what I've shared with you. It only takes one person to make the whole marriage a mess, because marriage is about two people agreeing to be one. It only takes one of them to decide they do not want to be one with the person they're sharing that they are going to the altar with. It only takes one. It only takes one marriage partner to make up his or her mind that they're not going to be faithful to their partner, to their spouse. Only one. It only takes one of them to be out there committing adultery, whether with their bodies, hearts, minds, combination of the three, emotions. Only one of them has committed adultery in order to mess up the marriage. Doesn't take both of them. Only one of them has to be insensitive and selfish in order to mess up the marriage. Doesn't take both of them being selfish. It only takes one to be selfish to make a mess of the marriage. But here's the thing now. Even if it started out as a mess and remained a mess for years and years and years, it can still be beautiful. Doesn't mean it will, but it can become beautiful. Now, it's going to take commitment from both partners. Commitment. Not just lip service, commitment. And it can happen. Let's take a look at that when I come back.